all you nations, praise the Lord. Alleluia. His foundation upon the holy mountains, the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. All you nations, praise the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Greetings to you wherever you are as you join us on the new episode of Time with Father Felix.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter. Acts chapter 11, verse 19 to 26. John chapter 10, verse 22 to 30. Those who had escaped during the persecution that happened because of Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch. But they usually proclaimed the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, who came from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch, where they started preaching to the Greeks, proclaiming the good news of the Lord to them as well. Great number believed and were converted. The church in Jerusalem heard about this, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. There, he could see for himself that God had given grace, and this pleased him, and he urged them all to remain faithful to the Lord with heartfelt devotion. For he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith. And a large number of the people came over to the Lord. Barnabas then left for Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. As things turned out, they were to live together in that church a whole year, instructing a large number of people. It was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. My dear brothers and sisters, the scattered evangelists had first preached the word only to Jews, and thus being discriminating in their witness. This selective witness was ended by some evangelists, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who went to Antioch and began to preach. News of the conversion of Greeks reached Jerusalem, and Barnabas was sent to visit the new church. He encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. The impact of their ministry was greatly felt in this Gentile city and led to the disciples being called Christians. The Gospel. The Jews gathered around Jesus and said, "How much longer are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus replied, "I have told you, but you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name are my witness. But you do not believe, because you are no sheep of mine. The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never be lost, and no one will ever steal them from me. The Father who gave them to me is greater than anyone, and no one can steal them from the Father. The Father and I are one." My dear brothers and sisters, for Jesus, his works are clear evidence to prove that he is the promised Messiah. But the Jews had other ideas. Sometimes we go to God with our own agenda, and we perceive him through that lenses. However, those who belong to the sheepfold of Jesus are aware that he is the Messiah, for they know his voice and obey him. Their reward is eternal life promised by the shepherd. Let us pray. Almighty God, as we celebrate the resurrection, may we share with each other the joy of the risen Lord. Amen. I still remain your servant, Reverend Father Felix Chibafo. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. And with your spirit too, Father.